The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town, like a cancer that's silently spreading. There's an unspoken fear we're on our way down. We must take America back, Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C., before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back, as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stattmiller. It is Tuesday, 15th of March, 2011. I have Jeffrey Bennett coming up with me in just a moment. Derry Brownfield, I was not here yesterday. I was out sick with, I don't know, it's hard to identify what people are getting anymore. At any rate, Derry Brownfield, you may be aware, died over the weekend. Went to bed Friday night, didn't wake up Saturday morning. 79 years old. And it's kind of interesting, his Learfield Communications, when he cut ties with that, we were in the running to bring his program on this network. But the person that was working with him at the time fixed it and shunted this network off to the side and went with the other network. That was a shame. We had Derry on this network for a number of years, and we hate to see a man go. This guy had nothing bad to really say to anybody. He was fully aware of the New World Order. He had a farm show. He educated a lot of people that might not have gotten the information they got. Derry was a farmer. Good man. I'll have a few things to say at the end of the program today in furtherance of this, but suffice it to say, only the good die young. Well, 79, is that young? You be the judge of that. A lot of people, I don't know, Jeff Bennett, is 79 young, or is that old, or...
In the case of Derry Brownfield, that was young, John. I think Derry would have run rings around most people half our age. And both you and I are some years younger than Derry.
He could still saddle and ride a horse, still did his radio program. 79 years of age, I hope I'm in that good a shape then.
Well, I feel the same way, but I honestly have to say that I hope for the right reasons that you and I are not still doing this 10, 15 years from now. I hope that we've won and taken the nation back and done what was necessary, and the likes of us will no longer be needed. And that is the, for those of you who are of a prayerful mind, that is the best prayer I could ever extend out for any of us.
Well, and that was what Derry was working towards. I mean, the guy just had, he was a good old boy. And people listened to him, and they trusted him. He never went over the top, never went into screaming tirades on the air.
I was told he never even owned a megaphone.
No, he never owned a megaphone. Oh, God. All righty. We'll take the break here, come back on the other side. Bunches of stuff to talk about. Oh, was gold too much at almost 1430? Good. It came down. The master manipulators are out there fudging the markets once again. Anytime they do that, like Robbie used to say,
it's a gift.
We'll be back.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Before we get rolling here, boy, is this timely. People are always planning and preparing. There's going to be an expo up in Springfield, Missouri, this May. And it's the Get Prepared Expo and Rally Series, God and Country Concert. We will give you more information with a complete list of who's going to be in attendance. I know I'm going to be there. Sheriff Richie Mack is going to be there. John Moore is going to be there. There's a bunch of people that are going to be there. But at any rate, we'll give you more information as that gets a little bit closer. You may want to consider coming because John Moore is going to give an outstanding presentation. So you may want to mark that on your calendar. I think it's going to be the 14th, 15th, and 16th. 14th, 15th in Springfield, Missouri at the Exposition Center in downtown Springfield, Missouri. All right. Well, Jeff, I feel so comforted. Anderson Cooper is going. He's on the ground in Japan reporting.
He seems to do. You know, the son of Gloria Vanderbilt should be traveling around the world doing those things.
Yes, along with Sanjay Gupta. I have a funny.
Oh, Sanjay Gupta. He's going over there.
Sanjay Gupta. He's going to be there. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Goodness.
I These two, when they're on camera together, there's this strange energy going on. I don't even know what it is. I don't even want to go there. But I hear that CNN is begging for money, advertisers and the like. So I'm hearing that Mattel, in conjunction with CNN, they're going to come out with the... they're not going to call it the Vanderbilt doll. They're going to call it the Anderson Cooper Glow in the Dark doll. And that will be available by Christmas.
Yeah. I've had numerous glow in the dark jokes sent to me today. I think we will not pull a Gilbert Godfrey, and we'll stay a little cleaner than that.
I understand and appreciate that. It is a mess over there. Do you know that the coast of Japan moved 8 feet? We're not talking about eroding from the tsunami, you know, the water coming in and what goes in got to go out. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the entire coast of Japan shifted.
Just flat moved it. Some of the stories I'm reading is the Earth has shifted on its axis by something like 4 degrees.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
Yeah, well, it is. And this weather we've been having, more due to extremely strong sun activity, sunspots, and, you know, Jeff, not too many years ago, the climatologists, before they called them global warmist, alarmist, whatever, they were predicting ice age. And this happens from time to time on planet Earth. Just ask the little fishies swimming around in the Great Lakes how they got there.
Well, you know, it's interesting you bring that up. I spoke of this on my program yesterday, Life, Liberty, and All That Jazz, that we have watched a lot of activity over the past 4 or 5 months. We witnessed, I mean, hundreds of thousands of birds just come crashing down to the earth in various states around the country for no known reason still that anyone's been satisfied with. Late last week, there were thousands of fish that just died and were all jammed together, rolling up on a beach, in a very well-known beach in off of L.A. or outside of Los Angeles. And now, of course, we face this. Interestingly enough, before I rejoined RBN and I was broadcasting elsewhere, one of my daily attendees in the chat room and listeners is a lovely lady from Norway. And she said what she was experiencing in the late summer, early fall in Norway was so unbelievably unusual, it literally scared the living daylights out of the people over there. The moon was rising in an area that was totally out of whack where it should have been rising at. And these kind of things, if we wish to get biblical and fall into the apocalyptic end times mentality, or is this just God having his way of saying, I keep warning you jerks and you ain't listening? I'm not sure what the answer is, but there's one out there. But any two-legged man with a couple of eyes and hands on this earth ain't going to figure it out.
Well, and there are those out there that are steadily filling in the blanks with whatever stuff they can muster. Invariably, I was waiting for it, and it happened. Oh, the earthquake and the tsunami was caused by HAARP, and replete with a picture of clouds. Over the top. You know, it's one thing. Forewarned is forearmed, and I will most assuredly agree with that. But there is a lot of people going off half cocked. Now, I'm not saying, now don't get me wrong here, ladies and gentlemen, I'm not saying that you should not have your head on a swivel at all times watching everything. There is a lot of people watching a lot of different things, and we should, because part of the problem that we're having is our government not living up to its deal, not living in within the guidelines of the Constitution, allowing the bankers to run wild, and we'll get into those beautiful people here in a few minutes. There's a lot of things going on. Chaos reigns, chaos rules. That's the way they want it, because it's easier to control and manipulate people, bring them to consensus, and move the sheep in whatever desired direction. You know, I was listening to another radio program today, and they made a point of a kid walking into a school. Now, get this, Jeff. He had his burrito wrapped in foil, and he had a T-shirt wrapped around that under the pretense of keeping it warm. And guess what happened? Total lockdown. Cops show up.
And
the parents. Now,
excuse me, folks. A burrito does not hold 38 caliber bullets, okay? Well, unless that's the name of a new weapon that's being sold.
Well, and what's really sad about this is that, of course, the media was there to get people's reaction, and they wanted further security for their children at school. And I'm listening to this, and I'm going, do you folks... We complain all the time that our government, both state and federal, are not taking the proper responsibility and their roles. Neither are we, because we let these clowns, these little mid-level bureaucratic crap heads, run our lives for so long, we just sat by idle and did nothing. It's partly our fault as well. Now, I know that you didn't make your Santa wish list and say, I want the New World Order, and I want my life destroyed here in the United States, my job gone, sovereignty gone, so on and so forth. No, we understand that. But did you listen to your parents? Did your parents listen to their parents? There has been a long string of good patriotic people in this country sounding the alarm for many years, and nobody was listening, or not enough was listening, because everybody, Jeff, was... You know, this is a land of opportunity, milk and honey, streets are paved with gold. Hey, I'm going to go in there and make money. That's what America seems to be about, just being consumers, making money, getting the best toys, showing up your neighbors. Yeah, you know the drill. The materialism has taken over. And any time that that comfort and that materialism is taken away, what do people want? They want what's taken from them. What I noticed about the schools, the strikes, the this, the that, everything. Nobody's getting it, Jeff. Let's go back down to fantasy land with the international bankster gangsters and their 12 members working inside this country. What started all this? But they're concentrating on each event that has been caused by the sleazy little bankers. I'm telling you. Is there anybody left in America that can think past, does their memory longer than 5 minutes?
I think you could have actually ended that a few words ago. Is there anybody left in America who can think? And that's the problem. Educationally speaking, in this country, we are not being taught to think anymore. We are being taught to feel good and to, and this goes back to the 60s, John. I mean, this, hey, man, do what makes you feel good.
Yeah.
And that's all about. And we got to have all this political correctness nonsense going on. And we're supposed to have all these great feelings for our fellow man. But my God, don't have feelings for yourself or this nation's needs or what's destroying this nation, because now you're a damn racist.
Well, it was interesting. I was just last night, I was just flipping through. I do my usual rounds, Detroit News, Free Press. And I saw an article and I started reading it. Well, it was from Mitch Albom. Mitch Albom writes for the Detroit, gosh, let me not get this wrong. I think he writes for the Free Press. I could be wrong, could be the news. At any rate, he did this story. And I was shocked and amazed because everybody likes to comment. But I was looking at the comments that Mitch Albom, being a sports guy, he also writes fiction books as well. But I was astounded with the level of intelligence that people were responding to his story. And it was about political correctness. And I saw the invariable, Jeff, the people that tout the socialist or communist line and saying that all you teabaggers out there, you evil right-wing, Bible-toting, point is, that's getting more prevalent. What's more important is these people espousing this stuff is blaming it on the extreme right. There has been political shift. Hello, in this country, everything has moved to the left. So anybody slightly right of Mao or Joe Stalin, they're now calling dangerous. They're now calling them extreme. What the hell country do you think you people live in? If you love communism so much, go to China, for God's sakes.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-800-410-0739. 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Well, I love these words that become part of our dialectic. Japan's Fukushima nuclear plant, the situation there to a serious accident on a level just below Chernobyl, is what some are saying. The International Nuclear and Radiological Event Scale, or INES, I-N-E-S, goes from level 1, when it indicates very little danger to the general population, to level 7, major accident. And there have been large release of radioactive material, and there will be widespread health and environmental effects. It's clear we're at level 6. That's to say we're at a level in between what happened at Three Mile Island and Chernobyl, according to André Claude Lacoste, president of France's Nuclear Safety Authority. Japanese nuclear authorities initially rated the incident at 4, according to Greg Webb of the IAEA. Level 4 is characterized as a minor release of radioactive material. Now, Jeff, these reactors over there, they were built by General Electric. We bring good things to life, and also we have the death part of our industry. But these guys built these nuclear reactors, and the ones over in Fukushima had all but one reactor had the old Mark I system, safety systems in it. That goes back to the 70s. We had our little nuclear wake-up call here on Three Mile Island in 79. We saw Chernobyl blow its top. It had no containment, by the way. That's the reason why most of Europe got a little tiny speckling of radiation. They had no containment, as do most of the nuclear reactors. And the problem that they're having, you know, there's a problem when they go, okay, let's throw seawater on it, because that stuff's got to go someplace. And what happens with that, Jeff, is they put water on it that's got oxygen in it, that's immediately stripped off and turned into hydrogen.
Yep.
Hydrogen is extremely dangerous, flammable, and goes kaboom rather easily. That's where they're at with the Fukushima. They're pouring water on it, hoping to keep that thing cool, keep it from going supercritical and really blowing its top. But I wanted to address what's happening here in the United States as far as people looking for potassium iodine or iodate. One guy put it, he said, good luck finding any potassium iodide in the United States. Went to the internet and contacted all manufacturers, suppliers, health food stores. Nobody's got any. Just says temporarily out of stock on all the websites.
No. Actually, not true. Listen to this. It came from one of my contacts. He said most retail stores are out of it. Those who have any left are price gouging. They're selling it on eBay for between $400 and $1,000 a bottle. My friend says our society's morals have become so corrupted they are all but non-existent. Everyone almost is on the take. Me first at the expense of you attitude.
Well, I'm not going to hype the situation. We're going to monitor this very closely. And until radiation shows up at levels that could be considered dangerous, now, Jeff, I am all set. If I've got a, and it's an old military term, so excuse me for repeating it, if I've got to unask the AO, I am out of here. I've got my potassium iodate, that's for sure, but I also have something else. I have chemical, biological, and radiation suits, and I also have the thing that the firefighters used to use, you know, those self-contained units with the full mask and the tanks on your back and all that. I've got about 5 hours of airtime oxygen, and I'm protected. I don't care what happens. As long as I'm not at ground zero, if something goes off, I'm going to be just fine. But
well, a lot of this, is, as far as this country is concerned, of course, is going to depend upon the jet streams. Mm-hmm. And of course, they get, you know, for people who don't understand, just turn on your nightly weather on your local boob tube, and you'll get a distinct idea what jet streams do and how they function and how they operate. And this is something interesting that has come out of this. It becomes kind of a two-parter. It's brief. He said, despite the grave hardships that the Japanese are under, there have been no reports of looting, breaking into stores and homes and the like. Rather, these people are banding together to help and aid one another. Contrast this to, say, L.A. during Louisiana during Katrina.
Yeah.
The winds hardly passed by before the looting began.
Yeah.
We are a 666 society.
Well, and over there, obviously, they had reduction in the ability to produce electricity. And I don't know if this is a good thing or a bad thing. When I first heard this, I considered it, and I thought, Over there, the government asked for everybody to reduce their use of electricity, and everybody did. Other than that, they were going to have to do the rolling brownouts. Where have we heard and seen these before?
Mm-hmm.
Just recently here in the United States, for no damn good reason at all, by the way. But at any rate, I heard that and I thought, gee, that's kind of cool that they all got together and their mindset is that, okay, we'll reduce it so nobody has to go without electricity. On the other hand, I thought, my second thought was, are the people that conditioned to snap to any government orders? Now, I would like to think it's the former and not the latter, but any time that I see a country and they're all in unison, and they're all singing Kumbaya simultaneously, is that a controlled society hanging on the government's every word? Are they, in other words, are they independent? Are they still free-thinking people? Or are they just little robots working the corporate machine?
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Micro plant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, micro plant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each mill is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generation.
Tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
Did you print out that story about California? Well, print it out. The governor of California is starting to make squeaks about potassium iodide or iodate, whatever. We'll get you that story here in a second. At any rate, in 86, about 30 people died at Chernobyl. And large swaths of the Ukraine, Belarus, Russia were contaminated from the nuclear fallout. And the core meltdown at Three Mile Island nuclear power plant in Middleton, Pennsylvania in 1979 caused no injuries or deaths. Low levels of radiation were found later in plants and animals. The latest incidents in Japan, an explosion Tuesday at the plant's number 2 reactor, and a fire in a cooling pond used for nuclear fuel at number 4 reactor, briefly pushed radiation levels to the planet about 167 times the average annual dose of radiation. You know, it's funny, Jeff. The company that runs this, it's a private consortium, a couple of years ago, they got whacked on the hand for falsifying safety reports. And there was a release of radioactive water. They said it was a gallon. No, it was more like 100 or 200 gallons. But they went in there and literally faked safety reports. You know, this is what you don't... And here's my problem with nuclear power. It's run by people. It's run by corporations that are comprised of greedy people. People that will sacrifice safety for another day's operation as long as they don't have to pull too much money out of their pocket. And if there is not government oversight of these things, and listen to me, Jeff, asking for government oversight over the private sector. But this isn't a cold-fired plant. If something goes wrong in a cold-fired electricity plant, what do you get? You get a fire. What do you get at a nuclear plant? You get fire, explosion, people die. So as we move forward in this world controlled by the globalist-minded bankers, what do you see as safety measures? Do you see more people in the corporate world, Jeff, cutting some corners just to keep their bottom line?
Oh, John, I think that there's nobody out there listening that doesn't realize that that goes on every single day. I mean, this is a large portion of the allowance of the illegal invasion of this country by people who do not belong here. They belong here if they do it in the right way, but a separate issue. You know, one of the things that I've watched over the last 24 hours is something you and I are both very familiar with, and it's because it happened after Oklahoma City. And the day of the bombing, the morning of the bombing, we began to see, we were watching live on-air news reports that began to talk about a second bomb and a third bomb. And by the end of the day, oh no, it was this lonely guy in a frickin' Ryder truck. And that, you know, the whole story twisted, yet so many of us still have copies of those original newscasts. We're seeing the same thing happen with this business in Japan. You know, the concerns about raised radiation levels certainly are bothering the people that live right there. But you've got the media doing a real good job telling people that there is no radiation dead. Concerns to have, not only there, but for those of us that happen to be in the jet stream over here. The constant lies and deceit, for whatever reason, reminded me, as you were talking a moment ago, about a film that was done in probably the 1970s called The China Syndrome with Michael Douglas, Jack Lemmon, and I hate to gag, but Jane Fonda.
Hanoi Jane.
That dealt with this very kind of issue, this attempt to cover up. And of course Jack Lemmon is trying to blow the whistle, and they're doing everything they can to shut him up. There was another film made around the same time period, which I think was Cher's first movie, called Silkwood, that dealt with very much the same kind of thing. And of course it was a very loosely guy's deal that dealt with nuclear power plants, etc. And Karen Silkwood, of course, was assassinated for her attempt to blow the whistle. She was getting quite ill, and they were trying to tell her, oh, it's all her mind, there's nothing wrong here. And I think that Meryl Streep was also in that film, if I'm not mistaken.
She was.
In fact, she played Silkwood, if I'm not mistaken.
That's right.
You know, there are films that come out of Hollywood that give us warnings. They're designed as entertainment, but everybody looks at them, oh, gee, did so-and-so win an Academy Award for that? I could care less. It is interesting how much they tell us that very few Americans pay any attention to it.
Well,
and we're watching it all unfold over there. And then we've got one of Obama's minions who's ordered a number of our nuclear power plants to be shut down in this country, to be inspected. You know, once again, it's reactionary. There's a problem somewhere else, which was not caused because of a faultier nuclear plant. It was caused because of a tsunami. And, of course, the same thing could happen up in Oceanside, California. They've got a nuclear plant sitting over there.
That's right. And Japan got the triple whammy. Not only did they have the biggest earthquake ever recorded, and it was actually upgraded to 9.0, and I said this the other day, the guy died, Mr. Richter, that came up with this scale, they actually scaled it back. So the old standard that Richter himself instituted, this would have been a 10.0 in Japan. And This is the biggest one since they've been keeping records. So they had the trifecta there. They had the earthquake, major, major earthquake. And then they had the major flooding due to the tsunami. And then with the associated problems due to that earthquake, now they have the possibility of nuclear radiation release in Japan, and possibly, and I'm going to tread carefully on this one. I'm not going to go over the top, start screaming at the top of my lungs that get prepared. There's too much fear, and there's too many people capitalizing off of fear. And I, for one, am sick of it. We will monitor this situation. We will come up on the air with our take on it, our opinion, if you will. But we're not going to go over the top. And I'll be the first one to be sounding the bells of alarm if this stuff does go to, let's just call it, critical mass, and there is actually imminent danger to people here in this country. I'll be the first one to get up and start screaming. But we're monitoring this situation very closely. But we're not going to go out there screaming and playing, you know, I don't know what. Who's the guy that kept crying wolf and one of these days they didn't pay any attention to him?
Oh, that was Alex, somebody or other. Anyway.
Oh, gosh. What, are you trying to get me sued again?
No, we could be talking about Alex Trebek. I don't know. What did you think?
I don't know. I didn't know Alex Trebek was conspiracy-minded. What's going on in that show that he's been doing for 30 years?
Anyway. I have no idea. You know, it's interesting you brought up the changing of the usage of the figures in the Richter scale. What is it about the powers that be in governments that always want to hone or fine-tune the numbers? I've spoken about this lately on the program. You know, you're talking about how they've modified the way the Richter numbers are used, and they've really kind of softened them and brought them back. And it reminds me that back in the early days of the Reagan administration, they made a decision to change the way that the inflation figures are given to the public. And in doing so, they removed gasoline or oil products and food, the two key drivers of inflation. And so they can now tell us we have little or no inflation, which anybody who goes to the gas station today or goes to the grocery store certainly knows better. The second thing they did came about during the Clinton years, which had to do with unemployment. This administration is telling us now that unemployment is below 9%, 8.7, 8.9.
Horse pucky.
And yet, if we were to use the old way of the pre-1994 way of calculating unemployment, today we would be at something like 22.1. Mm-hmm. And obviously there is a madness to their methods. Is the proper way to put it. They have very distinct reasons for changing all of these numbers. It's mind control. It's people manipulation. And yet, you know, they can keep telling us the economy is getting better all they want. Well, certainly what's happened in Japan is having negative effects on markets all over the world. For some unknown reason, the dollar has gotten stronger, they claim, over the last few days. Why? What has happened in the world that has all of a sudden made the dollar stronger? Because Uncle Ben got out his little bag of rice and went for the commission this morning to give his reports that, oh, we're not going to raise interest rates. Gee, surprise, surprise. But it's going to happen eventually.
It will, but on that note, they are going to continue with their QE2. They've already said that they're going to continue to buy $600 billion of treasury through June, and that's going to be the end of QE2, but many people, Jeff, are saying that now they're not going to stop now. They're trapped. They have to keep bailing themselves out. Geithner, I saw for a few minutes today, went to Bloomberg, by the way, featured the story, not one word on what Geithner was talking about. AIG, they're going to quietly make this thing go away. It's going to cease to be a government-backed entity, but as it stands right now, about 90% of all mortgages in this country, one way or another, are tied directly to the federal government and the gangster banksters. But, you know, here's Geithner up there talking, and I'm looking at this guy. Jeff, what kept running through my head is nobody. Here are the bankers that created this greed, this bubble greed. They are the ones responsible for it. The American taxpayers are on the hook for bailing them out.
They're just piling all this debt right on the American people, as if we were the ones that caused this. We did not. They did. But the interesting thing about it is nobody is being investigated. Nobody is being threatened with suit. Nobody is going to jail. This is the biggest heist we've ever witnessed. I mean, this wasn't performed with a masked man and a six-gun. This was a guy in a suit with a damn briefcase.
Well, it's interesting you bring that up, because there was a headline yesterday that made reference to the fact that with all the criminality that took place in the mortgage and subprime mortgage industry, all the underhanded garbage that took place with Freddie and Fannie, no one's been sued, nobody's on trial, nobody's gone to jail, and yet Bernie Madoff sits in jail for what he did? What Bernie Madoff did was certainly not, anything I'm going to condone, but it's like, wait a minute, didn't he take his lessons from the Fed?
Yeah,
Bernie Madoff's a piker compared to these people.
Well, and he was an outside periphery player. He wasn't one of the core ring knockers in this scam. And the scam artist, here again, let me reiterate this. Time and time and time and time again, we are seeing problems in all the states and revenues. Their tax bases are dropping. You know, Jeff, I took part, I can't believe I'm getting ready to say this, but Rick Perry, governor of Texas, last night I was in on a conference call with over 100,000 people. And I'm listening to this thing. And first, let me tell you folks something. Down here in Texas, we're a polite and friendly bunch of people. You know, we'll be driving down a two-lane road someplace in Beaufort, Texas here, and, driving down the road, here comes an oncoming pickup truck, and somebody will wave at you as you go by. They don't know you, but they'll wave at you because they're friendly people. Well, I got to tell you something. This man stepped up to the plate, and there were hard questions being put to him. And he was there for about an hour and a half with about 100, I think the numbers ended up being 107,000. I was in queue for a Q&A. I wanted to do a follow-up to Dewhurst, the question I wasn't able to ask Perry about the budget. He is doing what is constitutionally mandated here in Texas, balanced budget. But I wanted to ask the questions about the state bank, because this thing is going to continue to unravel. The economic situation in this country, I don't care who you're listening to out there, folks, whether it's some remanufactured, remade, retread of some guru on Wall Street, we understand the debt problem, and we understand that the debt problem is going to continue to get worse. There is nobody talking in affirmative ways to really deal with this debt. They're still haggling about, should we cut a little bit more out of the budget, which they haven't really effectively done in Washington, D.C., kicking the can. I hate that term, but it's one everybody recognizes. But the point is that all of these states are still going to be suffering under this gangster-bankster heist. I find this most incredible. Teachers, people, firemen and cops falling out with the school teachers to protest for the unions. I mean, do they get this? It's the money. That's what's stinking up the place. It's the funny, bad money. And no, nobody's talking about it. They're all in there fighting for what's left on the plate, and there ain't much.
No, there isn't.
God in heaven.
I saw a video several hours ago that was done, probably 6-8 years ago. The guy was the head of the NEA, the National Education Association, talking about, we're not powerful because we are teachers. We are powerful because we have 100 million people contributing money into our coffers, in other words, union dues,
yep,
so that we can draw much bigger money from outside sources, and that's where they get the controls. And so it still comes down to money. They don't give a damn about the man on the street.
No.
They frankly don't give a damn about their union members.
No, they don't.
It's whatever, I have a chart here that came to my desk a couple of days ago that shows the amount of money that particular unions contributed to Democrats versus Republican Party in in major elections. And of course, the Republicans, as a general rule, don't even get 2% of what goes to the Democrats. Why? Because the Democrats, they're all laying in bed together, and it's all one big happy party. It's sickening.
Well, when I went to work for General Motors, Jeff, in 1979, my first question when I got there is, do I have to join a union? They said, yeah, this is a union shop. You'll be put on probation for 90 days. And they said, if you miss one day, that's grounds for firing. Any misconduct, that's grounds for firing. You show up late, that's grounds for firing. In other words, they were telling you that, you know, you be an angel with wings for those 90 days. And I had to go to the Pentagon. And they damn near fired me over that. I had to go get a discharge upgrade at the Pentagon. I wasn't going to do the thing going to a major city and being videotaped. No, I went right to the Pentagon to face my my panel of judges, generals, and whatever else. Got 4 out of 5 of them, by the way. I did get my upgrade to my discharge. But long story short, I looked at General Motors, and I just couldn't believe it. And what really bothered me about this is...
That was the sixth general that was on the panel.
Yeah, there you go, General Motors. But what really bothered me was the shape of the union and the attitude of the employees. And I made a suggestion to the union membership there, Local 735 in Ypsilanti, Michigan. I made the suggestion, I said, why don't you people clean house? If you get your stuff in order, the next time that there's a strike or there's demands to be made, that they're fair and equitable, but look what you're protecting here. You're 20% of those people that worked in that plant in Ypsilanti, Michigan, shouldn't even have had a job there. They were lousy employees, didn't care about their quality, and that's when they showed up. They were getting big money. And then there was always this battle between management and union, and on and on and on it goes. Well, I'm old school. I make sure that my stuff's in order before I peep and start poking my finger in somebody else's eyes. And, of course, the management would always blame it on the union members, you know, if they didn't make production or their quality was off or whatever the case may be. But there was always this big game going on. In the meantime, who ended up suffering at the hands of all this falderal was the person just simply trying to buy a car, one that would work as advertised and last a while. And these were the people that were suffering. And I just flat out rejected the UAW's position with protecting workers that I swear to God, you know, if you were on a judgment scale, they weren't even worthy of food stamps. But there they were, working in General Motors, maybe working 2 or 3 days out of the week, long enough to pick up their paycheck and long enough to talk to the union steward to maintain their employment when they should have been fired.
Sure, and how long did the Vega last?
About as long as
I think the Vega was gone before your time.
No. I had one of those little puppies. Yeah,
I had one too, and after I'd had it for 2 months, I was at a gas station, just finished filling up, and went in and paid the bill, and came back out to start it up, and the engine caught on fire. Out of here.
Well,
I pushed that sucker to the other end of the parking lot and let it burn.
Well, I'll tell you what. It turned into a stand. I had one of those. It turned into a Stanley steamer. It was an aluminum head and aluminum block engine. And the one thing you absolutely did not do with those things is let it run low on water. That happens, the head starts warping, and all this fluid gets pumped into the cylinder. You should have seen me, Jeff, in Michigan, going down Michigan Avenue. You couldn't see. It was below zero, and this thing is still running, and I'm going down the highway. But there was steam coming out of the back of that thing, no wind, and the steam come out of the back of that car and just settled. You could not see 10 feet in front of your face.
Oh, man.
I'm surprised I didn't get somebody killed, but... Yeah, a wonderful little concept car, you know, little throwaway. You know, give them something cheap that doesn't work. And then, of course, Ford had their little, it was a better car.
The Pinto.
Yeah, don't get me wrong. They just put the gas tank in the wrong place.
Yeah, well, then, of course, then a few years later, the Chrysler K cars came along, the Horizons and its counterpart that were designed to look like a Volkswagen Rabbit. As a matter of fact, they even used a Volkswagen block, but then modified it. And, of course, those go back to the days of Lee Iacocca, where Chrysler just about went under.
Yeah.
Iacocca goes to the government, says, bail us out, and he paid the darn bill back so fast it made your head spin, but there's a reason for it. They cut a special deal with the government. The government went out and bought all sorts of Chrysler K cars for the motor pool, every one of which fell apart in about 32 months, 1 month after they finished paying their bill off.
You know, and that's the really sad thing about it, is that had a viable, and we used to have more than three car companies. Remember, we had American Motors. Mm-hmm. We had Packard that went out of business in the 50s. We had Tucker that tried to build a car after World War II, and it was better than anything that was on the road. But, you know, the interest out of Detroit, Michigan, made sure that Mr. Tucker was charged with all kinds of things. Of course, we know the story. He was found not guilty of fraud and embezzlement and all this other stuff. But the point was to bleed him dry, because he had a product that was literally going to eat their lunch. And what they were really afraid of, it's not that they didn't have the money or the technology to do what Tucker did with his car. No, they were looking at retooling cost in order to compete in that marketplace.
Sure.
How much is this going to cost us to retool? Instead, rather than bringing a car, allowing a car in a free market country, folks, allowing this car to come up to be heads above what the competition was doing. Free market drives competition. It drives a better product. That's the whole point of it.
Concept of the 1940s, seatbelt, safety glass, and a roving eye headlight system.
Yeah, with
by the way, those headlights are now being used by specialized cars today.
Yeah, and many innovative things. Padded dashes, you know, got rid of all the protruding metal things on the inside of the car so you didn't, you know, if the accident didn't kill you, you know, you didn't have a cigarette lighter hanging out of your forehead, and that's what did you in. You know, but in this country, the corporate interest, even going back to then, I mean, nobody was there to speak for Tucker. And they knew it was a fraud, what they were doing to him, but nobody spoke.
Yep.
And where are we at today? Corporations are now writing the rules, folks. They are in control. And as this thing moves forward, wait till you people out there that were dealing with the corporations, because the corporations themselves have moved into the Internet. Wait till that happens. You know, it was Thomas Jefferson that said that, you know, around this funny money system, watch the corporations that grow up around them, and then the land that you used to call yours, you're going to be moved right off of it. I'm, of course, paraphrasing, but that's what he said. He said, when the funny money comes in, the corporations will grow. Everything that you thought that you owned, you will one day wake up, and it'll all be gone.
By the way, ladies and gentlemen, those are now called foreclosures.
That's right. By the way, Geithner said something else here, and we'll get into more economic news into next hour. They're getting real close to making their mortgage, their funny papered mortgage stuff, go away. He didn't give a whole lot of detail on this. This is why I said I went to Bloomberg. Since they carried the story, I figured they'd have a transcript at least of some of what Mr. Geithner said. No, nothing. But at any rate, he's making noises that they're getting ready to close the mirrors nightmare and then move on. He said, this has got to be done. We've got to move on. Now, Mr. Geithner, Mr. Bernanke, I'd like to see you up on charges along with Mr. Hanky Panky Paulson. And I'd like to see you creatures, you unconscionable creatures, run to hell in a handbasket. Second hour coming up. We'll take your calls into the second hour, 800-313-9443. An honest day's work for an honest dollar? Give me the honest dollar. I know how to do the honest work. We'll be right back.